trying to see how to come to this. Well, I'll do it like this. Matthew 7, all right? I'll get it started, you'll finish it. Asking it
shall be given.
Seek.
And you shall find.
Knock.
And the door will be open.
Matthew 7 says, asking it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Again, I've been walking with the Lord for 40 years and he's still teaching me. He's still showing me stuff. He's still opening my eyes. He's still working on me. And one of the things he's been working on me, and again, God has said, Van, preach at yourself. Talk to you. Preach to you. You know, don't get on other people. Get on you. And God's just been getting on me about stuff. And one of the things he just kind of opened my eyes to, he said, Van, you got to watch how you come at me. You can't just come at me any kind of way. You ever see somebody real tough and you walk up and they'll be like, who you coming at? You know, you can't come at me any kind of way. And Jesus is trying to get across to me, Van, you got to know how to come at me. You got to know how to deal with me. Ask it, and it shall be given. I don't know how it, well, let me back up. Jesus is talking in his word, and he's talking to us, and he's coming from a standpoint, he's saying, hey, listen, the Father God, our Father, he loves us, and we're his children. I'm the Lord, and we're his servants. Ask, and it shall be given. That's the premise. Ask, and it shall be given. That's the relationship, and here's how you ask. I don't know how I got it in my head. I don't know what happened. I just messed up. But I thought it meant, Lord, I'm going to tell you what I want, and you better give it to me. I don't know how I got there, but asking it shall be given meant to me, God, I'm going to tell you what I want. And when I tell you what I want, you give it to me. And God had to come and he said, Van, you're coming at me wrong. And you're getting a little bit out of shape because you're coming wrong. Ask and it shall be given. You're the child. He's the father. There's submission understood. I asked and he's going to give me an answer. And he might give an answer that I like. And he might give me an answer I don't like. He's going to give me an answer. And I need to be in submission saying, okay, Daddy, can I do this or can I have this? And he might say yes, and then he might say no. And you go on about your business. Somewhere, I started coming at Jesus like, Jesus, this is what I want. I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And when he wouldn't give it to me, I got mad. I would get upset. I mean, y'all don't have that problem. But I would get upset. I would be like, Lord, I asked for this. And you didn't give it to me. And God had to kind of deal with me. Van, ask, and it shall be given. I'm going to give you an answer. And it might be yes, and it might be no. But I'm going to give it to you. You receive. Don't dictate to me. You ever seen a child come, Dad, give me that. Mom, get that over there. I want that. Now, you encounter a parent and your child come at you like that, somebody going to get slapped. No. There's a way you come at God. There's a way you come at Jesus. Ask, and it shall be given. And his answer that he gives you might not be what you want, but it will be what you need because he knows what we need, and he will give us the best thing. It's my wife, Jackie. Love her. And when we first got started, way back, you know, I asked the Lord for this. I said, Lord, I want to marry her, and I'm gonna make her world right.
Everything's going to be perfect and good, and we're going to be good soulmates, and we're going to do good, and I want us to have a relationship that's strong and that's great, and we get to do things, and so on and so forth. And so here's what I asked. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, make sure I become a professional football player, and I make it in the NFL, and I'm rich, and I have a lot of money, and I can do anything I want, and I can go anywhere so that we can spend time, and she would be happy, and we'd go to Hawaii a lot, and all this stuff like that. And so I was like, God, make that happen. You know, and I asked for that. Ask and it shall be given. And I guess you figured it out, God said no. Okay? God said no. And God gave us some hard times. And there were some bills that couldn't get paid. And there were some things that happened, and there was sickness and some diseases and some stuff that happened, and injuries, and you're struggling, and you're roughing through, and I'm like, wait a minute, I asked you for something, and you gave me, but this ain't what I want you to give me, but God is so beautiful, because what he gave me was not what I asked for, but he gave me something even better, so that we went through all these tough times and hard times and stuff, so we do love each other. Even more. I love her more now than I did back then. Because I've been through stuff. But I understand what God's doing now. I asked him and he gave me an answer. But it wasn't what I wanted. But it was what I needed. He knew what I was asking. But I just didn't get it. Ask and it shall be given. What are you asking God for? And again, he could just boom, get you just like him. But it is not quite like what you're thinking. He's got a better plan. Don't get bent out of shape and, oh, that's not what I asked for. And I, you know, and start demanding of God, God, you said in your word, you better do this. Don't come at God like that. Don't come at Jesus like that. I'm just saying. I know I did. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Seek and you'll find. Look. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Seek the Lord, not your way. Seek and you'll find. If you're looking for something, God knows where it is. A lot of times, I would say, God, I'm trying to find something. And I'm going to seek out my point of view, my understanding, my expertise. And I would look there first. Jesus is sitting right here. Jesus is saying, look at me first. Seek first the kingdom. Come to me. I'm looking over here. I'm over here. I'm like, okay, here's what I think. Here's what I can see. Here's what I comprehend. Here's what I understand. Here's some people I know. And I'm looking over here, and Jesus is right here. And Jesus is saying, no, come to me. Come to my word. Come to me first. Seek first. Seek me. Seek, and you'll find what you're looking for if you come to me. I know what you're looking for. It's like having a toolbox. You're looking for some pliers. You're looking for a wrench, a screwdriver. The toolbox is right here. It's in the toolbox. I'm over here in the refrigerator, in the dresser drawer. I'm over here somewhere. I can't find no tools here because they ain't here. What I need is right here. Come to him first. Seek him. You'll find it. Now the thing is when you seek him, you can't use your feelings and your emotions and your senses, because if you seek him, it negates that. He can see better than we can. It's like an eagle. Eagle has 8 times the sight that we do. They can see a rabbit 2 miles away. If you go 100 yards from me, I'm going to be doing like a rig. Is that you? And God created the eagle, so that means he can see better than the eagle. He
can't see better than us. If we go to him and say, God, show me. I'm going to look for you. I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to get something. I'm going to look at your word. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to pray. You'll find it. For example, I'll never forget. The reason I'm here in Paul's Island is because All Saints Church, the Episcopal Church, has brought me here to work with basically black kids. All right, I was supposed to be, they call it at risk, but they were black kids. All right, I was supposed to work with that black kid. I was a youth ministry to work with black kids in the community. That's what I was sent here to do, bottom line. Okay? And so, started doing the ministry, started growing, things started happening, and I needed some help. And so I said, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help. And so I started seeking the Lord. Lord, I need help. And so as I was seeking the Lord, I was looking over here. The Lord's right here. I asked the Lord, I need to find some good help. But I started going over here. My senses, what I understand. I'm dealing with all black kids. You know who the Lord sent me? He sent me a white guy. Not just a white guy, but a redneck white guy. He can't dance, he ain't got no rhythm. Can't do this. At the time he had a red truck, he go hunting. I mean, wear camouflage. He got tobacco, chew. I'm dealing with black kids. I said, God, I need help. I go to the Lord, I need to find. And I said, I'm looking, and God says, boom. And I said, no, that don't make sense, God. He can't dance, he can't play no basketball. This don't work. It ain't working. Some of you know Graham Scott. I'm like, God, this ain't working. No. Man, I got you. I need you to look at me. I already looked at his heart. I already set his heart for the kids and for the people. Is he different? Yes. You're different too, man. You're a little crazy too. But I've already said, seek me. Seek and you'll find. I'll give it to you, but don't seek your comprehension. Don't seek your point of view. Seek me. I'll open your eyes up. I'll help you. You will find what you need. Couldn't have found a better person who loved the kids. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, you'll find. Seek him. Knock and the door will be open. Knock. Now, when you knock, it implies patience. It implies that I will wait until you open the door. Knock. When you come to God, hey God, I need open door rooms, opportunities being opened up, the possibility of meeting people. Opportunities, meeting people. God, knock. That's how you're supposed to knock. It's a sign of respect. That's their house. If I come to your house and I, boom, 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 open the door. I'm turning the knob. Let me in here. I want. You're going to be like, I ain't opening my door. I might shoot you if I do open. That's not the way you knock. And you wait. And you're patient. And you let them open. If they want to open. And when they open, you let them bring you in. Knock and the door will be open. When you come at the Lord, you come with patience. You come understanding you might have to wait a little bit. You don't come at the man, let me in here, open the door for me. There's a way you come at God. There's a respect that you come at him with. And one of the reasons, I'm just now catching, one of the reasons you understand, you do that is because he did it for us. Do you know, it says in the Bible, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Do you know Jesus knocks at your door? And it could be for salvation, but it's all the time. He knocks at our door. He does not barge in and kick our door in and bam on the door. He knocks. I got saved October 10th, 1980. He's been knocking at my door ever since. Because there's things in my life, he would knock at the door. He said, "Man, I want to come in and talk to you." You know, he's outside the door. "I want to come in and talk to you about, there's some issue you got in your life. You got a problem here, and I want to talk to you about it." Don't want to open the door. You ever did that to the Lord? Oh, I'm sorry. I did it. There's some issues in my life. God, I want to talk. I'm angry about something. I'm unforgiving about something. And God wants to talk to me about it. And I'm like, not opening. And so he'll come back the next day. Now, he's Jesus. He can kick my door in. He can come in anytime he wants to. And it has been some times where I have held God off 5 years. There's some issues in my life. There's some addictions. There's some struggles in my life. And I wouldn't let God for 5 years come in. And then when I finally let him in, he opened doors. If he was patient, why can't I be patient with him? I finally learned, I've gotten through the place where, "Lord, I come to him, I'm patient. I don't say, 'Where you at, God? What's going on?' And try to get in there." And it's beautiful to watch God. God has opened doors and opportunities and been able to meet people. No way in the world. I thought the only way I'd be able to get in is if I beat the door down or if I became famous or something. God's been able to do that. And he'll do it for you. But there's a way you knock. Don't knock at his door. "You better let me in, Lord. And I'll be patient and I'll wait." Does that make sense? Make a little bit of sense. Ask, seek, knock. I say all that to say this. The way you come at Jesus has a lot to do with what will happen in your life. When I came to Jesus, I mean, he loves me. But when I came to Jesus all kind of crazy, like, that ain't helping me. But if I come to Jesus with respect, if I come at Jesus with honor, if I come at Jesus understanding he's the Lord, I'm the servant, he knows better. Man, there's blessings. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Help us, Lord. Help us in this time. Help us in this day. Be with us, Lord. We need you. Show us how to come towards you. Show us how to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings.